KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Fast internet is required for home and the office, and METC delivers. And the best way to get fast internet is with an METC bundle of service, which can combine internet, digital TV, and voice services. Fast internet makes streaming movies, music, or video chatting a breeze, but you can also do homework, email, shop online, plan your next trip, or even play games. And with more services needing an internet connection, you are bound to need a lot more internet speed than you think. Stop in or give us a call. We have answers to your questions. Marty Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
And taking a quick look back here on Tuesday in a Tri-Center Cross Country Invitational, the results we received late here yesterday. The boys team standings, it was Tri-Center taking the top spot with 51 points, followed by Glenwood in second with 79. Underwood, Booyer Valley, and AHSTW rounded out the top five. Individually, it was Joe Weber of Booyer Valley winning the race with Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley second, Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia third, Chris Jarrett of Tri-Center fourth, and Thomas Kahn of Underwood was fifth. On the girls' side of that meet, it was Underwood winning the team title with 35 points. Missouri Valley was second with 50, followed by Logan Magnolia, Booyer Valley, AHSTW, and Woodbine rounding out the field. And the girls' individual results, Carly Larson of Underwood was the winner of that race. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley was second. Mary Grace Martin of Underwood third. Kylie Cook of Underwood fourth. And Mackenzie Mantle of AHSTW was fifth. There was some other meets that were scheduled to be held that were moved due to rainfall on Tuesday evening as well. In Major League Baseball, a game we heard here on KJN last night, Matt Carpenter hit a pair of two-run homers. Lance Lynn pitched six scoreless innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals routed the Cincinnati Reds 10-2 last night. The win was the fourth straight for the NL Central leaders, and it improved their Major League best record to 96-56. Randall Grichuk and Peter Borges also homered as the Cardinals hit four home runs for the first time this season. Matt Holliday returned to the St. Louis lineup for the first time since July 29th and contributed an RBI double. Both of Carpenter's homers came off of Brandon Finnegan, who allowed six runs in five innings. In other baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays have regained a 3.5-game lead in the American League East by blanking the New York Yankees in the finale of the season series. Marcus Stroman scattered five hits in seven innings as the Jays shut out the Yanks 4-0. The game was scoreless until Kevin Pillar hit an RBI single in the bottom of the sixth, one inning before former Yankee Russell Martin crushed a three-run homer. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers have put three games between themselves and the second-place Astros in the AL West. Adrian Beltre and Elvis Andrus socked three-run homers, and clobbered the Athletics 10-3 in Oakland. Rangers starter Colby Lewis is 17-8 after limiting the A's to a pair of runs and five hits in six innings. Texas has won 8 of 10 to open its largest division lead of the season. The Angels did the Rangers a favor while moving closer to the lead for the second AL wildcard berth. The Angels blew a 3-2 lead before David Freese delivered a two-out, two-run double in a three-run eighth that lifted Los Angeles past the Astros 6-5 in Houston. Carlos Perez capped the rally with an RBI single that proved to be the winning run. The Angels' second straight win over the Astros puts them just 1.5 games behind the Astros for the final AL wildcard berth. In other Major League finals, Minnesota is within one game of the Astros after Phil Hughes tossed five shutout innings and the Twins put together a four-run fourth to beat Cleveland 4-2. Kansas City beat Seattle 4-3 in 10 innings, reducing the Royals' magic number to 2 for winning the AL Central. Lorenzo Cain ended it with an RBI single one inning after he scored on Jared Dyson's sacrifice fly. Pittsburgh has become the second team to wrap up a National League playoff berth, claiming at least a wildcard spot with a 13-7 pounding of Colorado. Neil Walker was 4-for-6 with a three-run homer and six RBIs to lead the Pirates' 19-hit assault. Matt Carpenter smacked a pair of two-run homers, as we mentioned, and Mark Reynolds went 3-for-4, two RBIs, the Cardinals' 10-2 win over Cincinnati. Chase Utley hit a solo homer and added a tie-breaking RBI double in the eighth inning to carry the Dodgers past Arizona 4-1. The Padres helped out Los Angeles by beating San Francisco 5-4 on Jerko's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. San Diego coughed up a 3-2 lead in the eighth and a 4-3 lead in the ninth before Jerko won it with his third hit of the night. Freddie Freeman capped his 5-RBI night by belting a 3-run homer off of Jairus Familia in the 9th inning to lift the Braves past the Mets 6-3 in New York. The Mets' magic number is down to 5 after Manny Machado belted a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 7th inning of Baltimore's 4-3 triumph over the Nationals in Washington. The Nationals remain 6.5 games behind New York with 11 games remaining. The Cubs had won 9 straight against Milwaukee until Zach Davies held them to 2 hits over 6th innings of the Brewers' 4-1 triumph at Chicago. Justin Verlander made an encouraging start, and Victor Martinez belted his 200th career home run as Detroit downed the White Sox 7-4. Drew Smyly was sharp in Tampa Bay's 6-2 rout of Boston, holding the Red Sox to 5 hits while striking out 7 over 6 1/3 scoreless innings. And Miami pulled out a 4-3 win over Philadelphia on D. Gordon's walk-off double in the bottom of the 11th. Justin Bour hit a solo homer to help the Marlins halt a 4-game skid. In the NFL, Cam Chancellor has ended his holdout and reported to the Seattle Seahawks. He missed training camp in the first 2 weeks of the regular season. Chancellor has potentially lost more than $2 million with a holdout that appears to have not resulted in a new contract. It's not clear how much he will be fined. Elsewhere around the NFL, Josh McCown will start at quarterback for Cleveland Sunday against Oakland after missing last week's game with a concussion. Johnny Manziel guided the Browns to a win over Tennessee last weekend in McCown's absence. Texans coach Bill O'Brien doesn't expect running back Arian Foster to return from a groin injury against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, and wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins will likely be out too because of a concussion. In college football, quarterback Cardale Jones will start for top-ranked Ohio State in Saturday's game against Western Michigan. Coach Urban Meyer announced the decision following practice Wednesday, 2 days after hinting he was considering starting JT Barrett. Jones was pulled in the second quarter of a 20-13 victory over Northern Illinois on Saturday after throwing 2 interceptions. Linebacker and running back Miles Jack will miss the rest of the season for ninth-ranked UCLA due to a knee injury. He was injured during practice Tuesday and has undergone surgery. It's the Bruins' 3rd season-ending injury to an important defensive starter. And Kevin Durant has been cleared to return to basketball activities. The NBA's most valuable player in 2013-14 played just 27 games for the Thunder last season because of a broken bone in his right foot. Thunder general manager Sam Presti says that Durant is ready to go after undergoing 3 procedures. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.